This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, June 14th, 2024. The Amateur Radio Event of the Year is just a few short days away, June 22nd through the 23rd. Hundreds of thousands of hams around North America and beyond will participate in the beloved operating event. That, of course, would be Field Day. If you're still looking for a place to go, use the Field Day Locator tool at www.arrl.org/field-day-locator. As clubs and individual operators make their last-minute checks on gear and cables, ARRL Contest Branch Manager Paul Bork, N1SFE, wants to remind organizers to check on the human factors in a good operation. This is a good time to call everyone who said they wanted to come out and operate at Field Day and make sure they still can come, he said. Bork noted that June is a busy time of the year for family obligations, and a reminder check-in could be helpful to both clubs and operators. You also want to make sure you have enough water and sunscreen around or have people to bring some. It could be very hot depending on where you are, and you've got to take care of the most important aspect of the event, the people, he said. The June 2024 issue of QST Magazine has a special Field Day section which includes a checklist of all of the ARRL and Radio Amateurs of Canada sections that count. Print out that and take it with you. Use it as a fun checklist, said Bork. There's always a debate as to the purpose of ARRL Field Day. It is part emergency communications exercise, part social gathering, part open house for ham radio. It is what the local club makes of it. No matter what your goal, your activation has, ARRL hopes it's a safe, fun, and rewarding event for each club. That's said by ARRL Radio Sport and Regulatory Manager Bart Janke, W9JJ. For more information, the complete rules packet and information on submitting logs, you can find that at www.arrl.org/field-day. If there is any doubt that amateur radio can help in an emergency, two Utah families have a story that will change your mind. On June 5th, Isaac Stiles, KJ7FAY, and his 3-year-old son were involved in a boating accident. Their canoe had tipped over at the Lost Dog confluence to the Flaming Gorge Reservoir. The initial emergency call was made by Stiles' wife, Kendall. She had to drive to nearby campsites until she found someone with a phone and then made a call to the Green River Fire Department. She indicated that both her husband and son were in the water, but they could not be seen or located. The fire department first responders were able to locate Stiles and his son on the opposite side of the river. They were rescued by a Sweetwater County Emergency Sheriff's Department boat. Stiles' son needed ambulance transportation to a waiting air med helicopter, and that would take him to Primary Children's Hospital in Salt Lake City, Utah. Stiles said that once his son was loaded into the ambulance to meet the helicopter, he needed to call his mother to take care of his other son, but there was no cell service available. So he turned on his mobile ham radio to a local repeater and was able to make contact with Zach Gunyon, KE7WYG. Gunyon made telephone contact with Stiles' mother and relayed critical information. He also went a few steps further and stayed on the phone to help calm and assure Mrs. Stiles that everything was going well. He took the rest of the day off from work, kept monitoring the repeater until Stiles was back in the area, and then went to the scene of the accident to help recover the boat and equipment. After emergency telephone conversations with Gunyon, Mrs. Stiles thanked him for his help, to which he replied, "This is why I originally got into ham radio, to help just one person in an emergency." Stiles had a hard time of finding the words to thank Gunyon. "He's always been a dependable person and helped in many amateur events," said Stiles. "We are fast becoming good friends." Gunyon said he keeps his radio on most of the time, except when he's moving between locations and servicing computer networks. "I lose signal as I move from building to building," said Gunyon, "but on the day of the accident, I just happened to be at the right place where I could hear the call for help." Because of Gunyon's quick response, Stiles' son is now out of the hospital and on track to make a full recovery. Gunyon holds a general class license. He is an ARRL member and the current president of the Sweetwater Amateur Radio Club, SARC. Additionally, he is an emergency management volunteer with the Sweetwater County Sheriff's Office. Stiles, secretary of the SARC, is now working on a way to recognize Gunyon for his efforts during the accident. Teachers are gathered from around the United States to learn about amateur radio and how to use it in their classrooms as part of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM education. The 2024 cohorts of the ARRL Teachers Institute, TI, on wireless technology have begun. The first group of members for this year are returning teachers participating in the second round of learning, now known as TI-2. TI-1 was an amazing immersive experience that broadened my knowledge of wireless technology, electronics, and amateur radio. I implemented ideas and applications from the very first day of the workshop within the first week of my return to school, said Everton Enriquez, KD2ZZT, a teacher from Staten Island, New York. Attending TI-2 would further invigorate my teaching practice and allow us to do more cool projects, he continued. TI-2 takes things a step further from basic radio principle. It builds on what they learned the previous year and really exposes these teachers to advanced remote sensing technologies, said ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA. TI-2 also includes a demonstration of telemetry data gathering from amateur radio satellites, basic amateur radio satellite operation, and a discussion of applications of the satellite data to math and science topics. TI-2 participants will also learn how to do Arduino programming and remote sensing. The ARRL Teachers Institute is easy, one of the best classes I've ever taken. The hands-on projects were phenomenal, and everything I learned in T-1 was useful with my club and in the classroom. TI-2 is raising the bar, and I already have a ton of ideas for things I'd like to do next year based on this course. I am deeply grateful to ARRL for this opportunity. All that said by Dr. Chris Brown, W9SBS, of the Alabama School of Cyber Technology and Engineering. The ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology is funded entirely by donors through the ARRL Education and Technology Program. Learn more at www.arrl.org/TI. There are 7 TI cohorts this summer. It costs teachers about $100 in application fee to attend. All travel, lodging, and other costs are covered by generous donors. The new amateur extra class question pool has been released and will be effective beginning July 1st, 2024 through June 30th, 2028. The 2024-2028 pool is available as a Microsoft Word document and as a PDF. The 10 graphics required for the new extra class question pool are available within the documents or separately in PDF and JPEG file formats. ARRL Volunteer Examiner Coordinator Manager Maria Soma, AB1FM, and a member of the National Conference of Volunteer Examiner Coordinator Question Pool Committee said, "The new pool incorporates significant changes compared to the 2020-2024 version. We carefully went over the pool for technical accuracy, relevancy to today's amateur radio practices, syntax, grammar, style, format, and clarity and redundancy within and between the pools. With these goals in mind, 82 new questions were created and 101 questions were eliminated, resulting in a reduction of the number of questions from 622 to 603. Over 350 questions were modified. We considered a question modified when the knowledge being tested was not changed, but wording was improved or answers or distractors were replaced." Some advise that the newly revised pool must be used for extra class license exams starting July 1st, 2024. A previous version of this story indicated that the ARRL VEC will supply VE teams with the new extra class exam booklet designs around mid-June. Due to ARRL's recent system disruption, the date is now to be determined. Supplies will be sent as soon as possible. VE teams may also contact the ARRL VEC after July 1st for an emailed version in the interim. The official Flag Day 2024 is held on June 14th this year, but to commemorate Flag Day, on June 17th, the Warminster Amateur Radio Club, WARC, will operate special event station W3U from the League House of the Union League of Philadelphia. The station will be on the air from 1300 to 2000 Zulu on 14.320 and 7.220 MHz, and a QSL certificate will be available to those who contact WARC. The Union League of Philadelphia is a patriotic society founded in 1862. The Little League House, built in 1865, is considered to be one of the most beautiful structures in Philadelphia and was added to the National Historic Register in 1979. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Jerry, N0JY, AMSAT Vice President of Engineering, gave some updates on current and future projects. AMSAT is working towards 10 GHz X-band for downlinks and 5 GHz C-band for uplinks. This is commonly referred to as 5 and dime. We are looking to also add 2.4 GHz S-band for uplink, as that is what is used on QO100 over Europe. An attitude detection and control system, or ADIX, is going to be necessary to reach any higher orbits where you need to mitigate possible collisions and be able to deorbit or raise and lower your orbit as necessary to extend the mission of the satellite. AMSAT has chosen CubeSpace ADIX for their module. More of the components are going to have to be radiation hardened to last. Gulf T is looking like a possible launch in early 2026, with Gulf 1 around a year later. The smaller antennas required for 5 GHz and 10 GHz will make portable operations easier. It will also mean smaller antennas at home that do not take up a lot of space. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In Radio Sport this week, more great contests. The Pajé Garand Bogor DX contest. That's phone. That's held on June 15th. June 15th to the 16th, it's the All-Asian DX contest, CW. Also on the 15th through the 16th of June, the SMIRK contest, CW and phone. The IARU Region 150 MHz contest, that's CW. June 15th to the 16th, the LZ International 6-meter contest, CW and phone. And also June 15th to the 16th, the Stu Perry Top Band Challenge, CW phone. And the West Virginia QSO Party, that's CW phone and digital. And on June 15th, it's the ARRL Kids Day, that is phone. And on June 16th, it's the Feld Hill Sprint, that is digital. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions. On June 15th, it's the ARRL Maine State Convention and Hamfest in Augusta, Maine. June 15th as well, the Knoxville Hamfest and Electronics Convention sponsoring the ARRL Delta Division Convention. That's in Knoxville, Tennessee. July 12th to 13th, HamCon Zion sponsoring the ARRL Rocky Mountain Division Convention in St. George, Utah. July 13th, the SVARC Summer Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL North Dakota Section Convention in Minot, North Dakota. And on July 20th, the SEARC Tailgate Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL South Dakota State Convention. That's in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And remember, you can search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention Database to find events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the CGR Radio Networks for the Blind and Disabled in Vancouver, Washington, for airing the ARRL Audio News on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.